I get it, but you got three guys. Do you have any scheme yet or plan on how you plan to use them? Or was there enough plays for all three of them?
Well, luckily, Duke can probably do some things that the other two can't do. He can probably do those things more efficient with more success. But ultimately, all three of those guys can run our running game. And then Duke can do a few more things in the passing game. But, ultimately it comes down to, we feel like that's a position of strength. And, Coach Parcells taught me a long time ago that don't ever turn a position of strength into a weakness. And you'd like to keep them all strengths. And we're fortunate that's what we have.
Are you a proponent of the guy with the hot hand stays on the field in a game?
Yeah. I mean, if they're having success, why would you change? And, it may be somebody different week to week. But as far as divvying up carries and stuff like that, we're nowhere close right now to, things can change. We were talking about this morning that things can change in a heartbeat. One play, everything could change. And, that's the approach you got to take. It's a play-by-play thing and just go with what you see.
What has Chubb shown you?
I think his violence. The one thing we liked about Nick during the evaluation process, during his drill work, his interviews, he's all business. He's got a great work ethic. He's physical in everything he does. He'll take a handoff, and the handoff is violent. And I think that's a very unique perspective from a running back standpoint when everything that they do is violent. And I think he brings that to the table.
How about as a receiver? How would you characterize Chubb and I as receivers?
I think they've got better hands than a lot of people feel like they have. They didn't have very many drop balls during this OTAs and mini camp. And you only, you evaluate what you see on tape. And what I see on tape is they're consistently catching the football. Now, we've got to get them to the point where they can get open more. And that just comes with repetition and them actually doing it. Nick wasn't asked to do a lot of that in college. They had another guy there that filled that role a little bit more. And Carlos hadn't been asked to do that much. But Carlos ended up with 50-something routes or 50-something catches last year, in San Francisco. So, those guys are going to be asked to run the ball, of course. Pass protect is going to be huge and catch the ball when they're needed.
John Dorsey never took a running back. As high as number 35. Mm-hmm. Neither did the two Green Bay guys, Wolf and Highsmith, with the Packers.
Right.
So that would lead us to believe that Chubb is something special.
Yeah.
Was the conversation even done during the evaluation process like that? I've never taken a guy this high at that position before.
I don't know that John maybe factored in that he'd never taken a guy that high before. I think he looks from the aspect of what's on tape. And then judges it related to the other positions that are available. And, Nick was sitting there, and we loved him. I know I loved him. I know John loved him. And I know a bunch of our staff loved him.
There were a lot of running backs to love in this draft. Was he after Barkley, the Browns' top back?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to relinquish that information. But, he was certainly up there. And, we were thrilled when he was there and we were able to draft him.
What have you seen or heard from Hyde in light of Chubb being drafted?
Nothing at all. Those guys know we've got great competition in that room, and it starts on an individual basis from within. You got to compete with yourself. We've got guys that do that very well, and then compete inside our room, and then we compete offensively, and then we compete as a team, and that's kind of how it's organized. And we don't have anybody in the running back room that's going to back away from any competition at all, and I think that's a good scenario to have.
You said that Hyde has surprised him as a leader. What have you seen from him?
Well, I think, I'm really fortunate. I've got a great room from the standpoint of all these guys come to work every day, ready to work, ready to put in the time, and, mentally they've been ready to go and focused and go from the mindset that they want to get a little bit better every day, and then we'll look up 3 or 4 months from now and see where we're at. And I'm sure that's going to continue during the summer, and we'll see what we've got in the fall.
When you say Chubb
takes handoffs in the final, but what do you mean by that?
Well, I just mean once he gets the ball in his hands, you know he's ready to do something with the ball. And, you know, some guys are looking around and stuff like that, and he's going to force the action. You know, he's going to – not that he doesn't have patience. I'm not – it's another realm that I'm talking about here, but just everything he does is with intent to be physical.
We can see that even without pads.
I think so. I think a guy that's physical without pads or with pads is going to be physical to a certain extent without pads.
What can you learn about the offensive line in run blocking when they aren't in pads?
I think, you know, the thing you talk about up front on the offensive line, you always want to make sure their footwork and their hand placement and their hat placement's good. And sometimes that gets, shows up the lack of being the case more so without pads on than it is with the pads on. Sometimes power gets involved with pads on and stuff like that, and you can't really judge technique. I know sometimes you can find out how good a running back can block and take the helmet off of it and see. You know, we've got all this stuff with the helmet-to-helmet contact right now, but, you know, you want a good pass protector, take the helmet off of it and see how he pass protects.
And then what have you known, gathered from your line here?
I think everybody's a work in progress at this point. But, you know, I think we're good enough.
On the surface, it looks like the one thing your room lacks is home run speed.
Yeah.
Is that not a concern? Is it the style of running you're going to be a violent running game rather than a breakaway running game?
Well, you said that, not me.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't seen Nick Chubb get run down from behind yet. So, and I haven't seen Carlos get run down too many times either. So, I don't know. I didn't say that.
It's not a concern.
No, I'm not worried about it at all. You know, all I need them to score. I just need them to score. I don't care where it's at on the field.
95-yard touchdowns are just as good.
Yes,
as
sir. And like I said, I ain't never seen any of them get run down from behind yet. So,
is there a difference in the running style between Chubb and Hyde? And if so, how would you characterize both of those guys?
Some of this is, you know, you're betting on the future a little bit, but I think they're very similar in the type of runner they are. I think their vision is very, you know, equates equally, you know, the same type vision, same type running style from the standpoint of, you know, they've got great feet. They can take a hole from this A gap to the next A gap with one jump cut. And the way they finish their runs, I think, is critical in the NFL in general. And I think they're equal to that.
Can you teach field vision to a back? I mean, you see over the years, you know, some guys have come to the league with a lot of hype and a lot of attention on them, and then you watch the film, and there's a hole to the left, and he's running right. So is that something you can teach, or is that something they just have to have?
I tell these guys, look at me, I hadn't ran too many balls. Even when I was playing in Alabama, I didn't run with the ball too often. Maybe in high school, about 30 pounds lighter, but I'm not going to teach them how to run the football. I'm going to teach them where their eyes need to be and what their reads are. And I'm going to make them do that. And that's the only thing I can teach them as a running back coach. And as any other running back coach is telling you anything different, they're lying. But, you know, you just got to make sure that the guys understand what they're looking at and how to react off of that. And I think both these guys, and some of that comes naturally, and I think that's what you evaluate during the evaluation process.
When you're popping in the film and showing guys examples about how to do it, who are some of the backs you use? Maybe applicable to the group you have here.
I don't know, like trying to get a comparison for what we've got to what I've had in the past or what I've seen in the past. I don't ever like to compare players like that. But I'd say this, you're always doing a study from the standpoint of what's happened in the future on certain plays and depicting that from that individual play and that individual read. What could that back in particular, no matter who it is, could have done differently? Where was his eyes? Well, if his eyes were there, he should have done this. If his read was here, he should have done that. And you evaluate him from that standpoint.
And is there a prototype, though? For example, Highsmith that said that Jamal Lewis is kind of a play alike to an extent for Chubb. Is it valuable for him to look at Jamal Lewis and see how he did it?
Yeah, I think probably Alonzo's talking more from a size, weight, speed type thing and maybe his vision and stuff like that. But as far as how he ran the ball, like Carlos ran a ball yesterday. I don't know if you guys were out here, but, you know, it looked like a guy in Pittsburgh that they have, you know, the way he hesitated and then hit the hole. So each and every run is going to have a different dynamic from the standpoint of how you approach the hole and how you get through the hole. And so that's what we try to see, just the different diversities of everybody.